Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 36. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Doing all right.
Hanging out. Having fun.
Hanging out. Having fun.
Having some mental
gymnastics. Is that right?
mental medicine.
It is.
Good way to put it.
Good mental for the medicine. Spirit and the soul.
Absolutely. Amen to that. We got Mr. Sam here, the Mako dog. He's getting lovies from Daddy.
He's been releasing his spirit, too.
He has.
Very spiritual.
He's very spiritual. Very spiritual. We're glad that you could join us, creepies. And this is Middle Age Mini number 36. We're getting close to the 40.
Oh, my gosh.
The 40 mark. What do you think about that?
I think it's amazing. Together, cumulatively, the episodes
good job.
Are
that was
like,
good.
Did you see me look up? Like, it's 90. We're at 90 with the minis and the episodes.
That's wild.
According to Audio Boom.
Yeah, I know. I always look at that, too. I'm like, that's how many we got?
Yeah, me too. I'm always surprised.
Yeah, number 36. So, always glad to have the creepies join us. And, so, Mr. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Well, we are going to talk about something that's Nate's pick, and it is the...
That's right.
Yeah. The Chindi.
Chindi.
I wanted to make... I practiced very hard to say that correctly. Not the Cindy.
Not the Cindy.
Not the Chindi. It's the Chindi.
The Chindi.
Chindi.
Chindi is multiple.
Multiple Chindis, one yeah. of these, yeah.
I want to say before we get into it, I had never, ever heard of the Chindi. This was brand new to me.
So. You were super stoked to talk about it, too.
I was. I am, yeah.
Like bouncing out of your seat.
I was bouncing.
Like me.
Yeah. I was Sean-like.
I, too, had never heard of it. I just came across it, and I was like, ooh, this is pretty cool.
Very cool, yeah.
So I was going to ask you, how did you even find it? Just by luck?
Just by luck. Doing research on something else. Did it you came do like, up, and I'm like, hey, what's this? And it was like, oh,
okay. Yeah, so cool. You didn't look up like Native American folklore or legends?
I might have. That might have been like a
looking
for other topics and that kind of stuff, and I came across this one.
I knew of it. I've heard of it, but I don't know nothing in depth. But yeah, I've told you before, I have a little Cherokee in me, so I like to look into histories of...
Cherokee!
The Cherokee. Not the Jeep.
But no, that's Europe.
What?
Europe.
Oh, the band.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. See, I got mental gymnastics. Song. I missed the pole. I missed the pole.
That's all right.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I just had never come across it in all the different topics we've done research on. Mm-hmm. Chindi's not one that's come up.
I think I looked up American Indian.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like hauntings or whatever, folklore or whatever, and this came up.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because you put on your list of topics, and I'm like, what is this?
Well,
<Chindi? clears
throat> we also talked
about...
It's
not a rug.
The Navajo are part of the, you know, a lot of different Indian folklore that talked about us coming from, like, underground and all that kind of stuff. So I've always been fascinated with their histories, like I said, but I'm not well-versed in this, so it's exciting to look into it.
Well, Mr. Nate's going to give us a little background.
Yes, he is.
I'm laying the groundwork, as foundation. Sean would say.
He's got the trowel.
The trowel.
The bricks.
The traditional Navajo belief is that a person's chindi is released when his or her final breath is taken. The chindi contains all of the person's accumulated sins of a lifetime. If the descendant. That's a lot of.
I like the way you worked your way around.
Yeah,
I
keep swinging, bud.
Yeah. Home run, baby.
Keep swinging. You're going to make contact.
You're going to hit something.
Casey at the bat over here. No.
If the descendant is allowed to pass on outdoors, the chindi will eventually fade away on its own. It usually takes the shape of a dust devil.
Mm-hmm.
If it spins clockwise, that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Counterclockwise, not so much. That indicates the chindi contained much evil.
It is interesting, isn't it?
It is. All of the negative or sinful or whatever you want to say, the bad stuff of you, turning it, trying to imagine this thing being created by all those, the negative, to be something malicious. It's like, ooh,
mm-hmm.
interesting, cool, but
it's scary. Considered to be an evil force. The, like you said, you put it together really well. The avenging or representing some form of an offense of the person. So it's the, I had to write this down too, just to remember to say it. I always think of music. I've told you that many times before, but it is In Excess, Devil Inside. Yeah. So every single
great song.
One is the devil inside.
Great song.
Shout out to 1987, right? But that's what it makes me think of, is that we all have evil inside of us, and we all have to deal with that and figure out how to manage it. But I to think about that that it can be released after you're gone, and that's what causes a ghost or a haunting.
Well, it's that
is interesting.
We've said it before that
or a monster.
If you were mean and vindictive and stuff in real life, your ghost is probably going to be the same thing. Or if you're a kind and helpful person and thoughtful, then you're most likely, if you were to become a ghost, you're going to be a kind ghost.
Yeah. So let's, I mean, we're getting eerily close to our year one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have gone through a lot of interesting topics, but we did start at this place of what is all this, right? And so it's interesting that we're finding a pretty good chunk of it. Like, this is a really, really interesting concept that does explain a lot of things, right?
Now, it goes on to explain that if a person dies inside a home, this is a bad thing. The chindi now occupies the dwelling, which must either be abandoned and destroyed or ritually cleansed.
Burned down.
Burned down to the ground.
That's what they do.
Burn the sage and catch it on fire.
That's what, they would literally drag the, because the research I was looking at today, that he goes, it sounds awful. He goes, but they would drag the person outside because it'd be better that they died.
Yeah. If they're dying, they'd drag them outside.
Yeah. He's like, they
didn't want the chindi released in the, dwelling.
It says, after the death, the deceased name is never spoken for fear that the chindi will hear and come make one ill. And then that talks about how if you start, and I've had this feeling before too, but it's called a ghost sickness. Traditional Navajo believe that contact with the chindi can cause illness, which is called the ghost sickness and death. So if you start feeling like you're just, you know, you can't, there's no medical reason for why you're feeling down or ill or anxious or, you know, attacked, then it could be one of these chindis basically trying to possess you and kill you.
Yeah, it says a common belief is that the Navajo witches and medicine men can infect people with the disease carried by the chindi. This ghost sickness, as you said, Sean, produces nausea, fever, fatigue, and sometimes a sense of being suffocated or drowned. The chindi themselves can visit this upon a victim, or hiding a piece of a corpse on an individual can bring about the same illness. So did you guys look at the research that said a lot of the people that, I don't know if it was medicine men, but if they had a grudge against someone within the, you know, they would, when the person died, they would crush the bone or the part of the person's body that they thought had the negative, turn it into like some powder, and then put it in their food or water or food or drink, and then they would drink it, and then that's how the chindi would attach itself to them.
Isn't that wild?
I'm like, whoa, that's a...
Release the chindi.
That's a heck of a grudge there to go to that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, to grind up and make it, their body part powder. Lots of ways to get attached.
It said, obviously, that the Navajo believed that you had to have proper burial rites. And part of that, like you're saying, both of you guys were talking about it being outside, that you needed to be outside. And part of that that was connected to is that the soul, any kind of physical, anything that they're leaving behind, the items that meant a lot to them or that they were connected to, they want to stay with those items. So that's why they bring them outside, so that they'll be released back where they back into the spirit world instead of staying with their items that they want to stay with. And again, we've talked about that with Aaron too, haunted items and relics, I was a soldier. That was my gun. Where else would I be but with my gun?
So what is it that she has, like a bayonet or something?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
The guy that was attached to it was like changing her channels or whatever, even.
I just cracked up that. I don't want any a part of this.
No, I know. Well, she said that they came to an agreement, right? And he's only like mildly bothersome now.
Right. Did you guys, So they have these ghost, they're called ghost beads, B-E-A-D-S, made from cedar berries. They're supposed to protect against these evil spirits. These beads are made by allowing ants to eat away the inside of the berry, leaving on the shell, which is then punched through on the other end and strung together on necklaces or bracelets. Turquoise was also thought to keep the chindi at bay and was often used with the ghost beads to form talismans.
Mm-hmm.
Talismans against the ghost. So that I did not know about until just looking at the story.
I think it's interesting about the dust devil part of it. I had I've never heard anything like that. And where the dust devils, clockwise is normal and counterclockwise is a chindi. But then they also said, if you see, and we've talked about all kind of beings like this, but if you see an animal that is, does not look right out in the wild, and if it's upright, like say you see a coyote and it's walking upright,
right,
then it's a chindi spirit.
And it's supposed to have
soulless eyes, no reflection. It doesn't, their eyes don't reflect. No, and that's, they said that that is indications that it has no soul. Like, oh my gosh. Devil inside is right.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was thinking the dead air thing, and don't all talk at once.
I'm
trying to find something I found earlier. How they would attack people, and I can't remember the reasons why they attach themselves to people, though. That's why I was looking up, try to figure that out.
The I love that dust devil thing. I was thinking of the vacuum, the dust devil. Well, the whole time I was listening to that.
Of course you were.
Yeah. It said the most famous account of the chindi is the account of the Long Sault family in the August to September of 1967 issue of the magazine Frontier Times. John R. Winslow wrote of his 1925 encounter with Alice Long Sault, a slender teenage girl. In this periodical, she described the reason for the Long Sault's demise. She believed that after two members of the tribe deceived a blind medicine man, he sent a chindi to destroy the Long Saults. Each member of the family was stricken with an incurable illness and eventually died. Curiously, anyone marrying into this family met the same fate as a blood Long Sault. Alice's mother died when the girl reached 7, and she was attending the Tuba City boarding school at the Indian Agency. Alice's father became skin and bones, dying 2 years later. The remaining 3 Long Saults, Alice's 2 uncles and her aunt, were ill, crippled, and helpless. Friends cared for them, watching them fade into nothing before their eyes. Then it said, in the winter of 1928, Alice Long Sault was found dead 3 miles from the trading post on Red Mesa.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Scary.
It says, the chindi is a Navajo shapeshifter that acts as a kind of avenging angel to those people that disrespect any of the Earth Mother's creatures. According to Navajo artist David Little Turtle, it can assume any shape, or perhaps more accurately, it can inhabit any living thing. Almost any traditional Navajo has at least one chindi story to tell. He or she will tell you about coming home at night and seeing a coyote walking on its hind legs. You can automatically assume that seeing a wolf walking upright like a human would make it a werewolf, but according to Navajo tradition, it's probably a chindi. Another way to identify chindi is by the eyes. They will appear dead in, like we talked about before, in the headlights, the animal's eyes. They do not reflect the light, and you know it's a chindi. So should you worry about the chindi coming after you? Well, it depends on your attitude towards the Earth Mother and whether or not you have a good heart. So just have a good heart. So you'll be
fine. That's right. The one that I was trying to find.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It says, if there is a chindi set against you, the only way you can stop it is to draw a medicine circle around you and sing or say a prayer for protection. Little Turtle says, it needs not be, who knew he was going to be a reference, huh? Little Turtle says, it need not be a Navajo chant. Sing or say aloud any prayer you know. The important thing is your attitude. If the chindi sees that you have a good heart, the evil energy will boomerang and return to the one that it set upon you.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yep, that's the exact one I read earlier.
Yeah.
Is it the one? Oh, the one you read?
Yeah.
Oh.
Earlier. I just couldn't find it.
Oh,
it
I'm sorry.
Pop up this time.
Oh,
no, it's good that you found it. Oh, that's exactly what I was looking for.
That's what you were waiting on. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, oh my gosh, if you just read all that and I wasn't listening, then I'm in big trouble.
No, you didn't pull me.
Oh, shoo. I was like, man, I know. I have a tendency not to pay attention, but ooh.
I'm confused.
That's funny. I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah.
This is did you see this one? What if you don't know how to do the medicine circle for protection? What if you panic and you can't think of a prayer? Can you instead stop the chindi with a silver bullet? Well, Little Turtle says that no bullet can stop a chindi. If you kill the host animal, the chindi will simply enter another animal and another until it has worked its vengeance upon you.
Whew.
Ooh. That's crazy.
I love this this legend.
Yeah, they seem to be relentless.
So, man, as I'm running away from anything out in the wild, like seriously, my first thing would be werewolf. That's what Sam's leashing upon us, right?
Is the chindi.
The chindi. I would be like, wait, no, you're not a werewolf. You're a chindi. I know how to deal with you.
Yeah, so, yeah, you get confronted by a werewolf, but is it a werewolf? Is it a skinwalker? Is it a chindi? Or is it a tulpa? Or is it a...
I think I would rather take my chances with it being a werewolf or something like that, because the chindi sounds like something you can't really get rid of. I mean, because that's an attachment, you know? Where a werewolf is at least a physical creature or whatever. This chindi thing's kind of
And the chindi,
scary.
We're going to be talking about it at some point.
It's not good.
And maybe a couple parts we've talked about is this leads into the skinwalker, the Navajo skinwalker legend. One of the more complex and terrifying stories is steeped in the mystery and the evil intentions as well. Yeah. So that's a little sneak preview into that. But that all links into it.
What did you say, Nate?
Tapestry.
You said something about a rug. You said...
When you look up chindi, there's chindi rugs.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know.
Half of it is the Navajo spirit, and
then
half of it is rugs.
That's funny. Do you think they're spirited?
Ooh, maybe.
Flying carpet.
Take you on a magic carpet ride. Right?
Maybe they're made with the
hair of the chindi.
The bones or the... And there, hence you have the chindi rug. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
keep it up.
Whew, Sam, good grief. He's letting his chindis go.
Mm-hmm.
Burning my chindi nostrils.
Which way are they going? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Definitely counter.
See, it's interesting because when
his butt, counterclockwise.
When you look into more of the skinwalker, which I know we're going to talk about, but they say the skinwalker also typically are seen in the form of coyotes, owls, foxes, wolves, crows, and they do have the ability to turn into any animal they choose. So that kind of raises the question, is how many different animals can the chindi be, or is it more like wolf, coyote, you know, that kind of werewolfish looking
animal?
Mm-hmm. I saw the representations kind of vary a bit. I mean, it looks ghosty to werewolfy to something I've never seen. whatever that is.
Yeah, chindi means ghost, in Native American. I really want to say this, but I don't, because I don't want to.
What are you
going to
say?
It says, how do you say dust devil?
You're going back to the vacuums, aren't you?
No. Navajo word for ghost is chindi. And then it says the Navajo word for dust devil is not. Oh, man, this is rough. Not so ututsi. Oh, never mind. I apologize. If there is a Native American listening to this podcast,
they're tuning out right now.
I'm sorry. I meant no disrespect. I thought I could really pronounce it, and I'm not going to do it justice. So, sorry.
Anything with the word Tootsie in it.
I remember my mom liked that movie.
Tootsie. Oh, yeah.
The Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we've covered it. I don't know. Do you guys have anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole
keep
lot
going.
To no, them. Other than
it's a great, no, it's a great topic. It's a great topic. It reminds me of we were talking about like the tulpa. Mm-hmm. It's in that vein. I mean, it's different, but it's something that not everybody knows about. You know, I guarantee
it does. This overlaps with a lot of
you guys.
Areas.
You guys didn't know what tulpas, right? Until I brought that up.
I knew the idea behind it, but not the actual term for it.
Right.
I've never heard tulpa.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like I love these little when they
now like, we're all experts.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
and we got one bebopping around here somewhere.
What if we have a Chindi Tulpa?
Watch out.
That's next. Tulpa's, yeah. That's what I like about this.
Slender Man has to have some company out there.
Schmender Man.
Blah, blah. It's all myth and legend, right?
That's why I love all these less than known, you know.
I do too.
Legends and creatures and whatever else. Yeah. I was very intrigued about this Chindi. And so over the weekend is when I really looked into it. And I thought, I've never heard of this thing. it's cool though. It's very creepy. And just to think about, can you imagine like burning your house down or burning a house down because you just want to make sure it's not
infested with a Chindi?
Yeah, and it can't attach to you. Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is can you imagine like you hope that they got everybody out, you know? And here's the other question.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I hope so too. But would you be like, do you have to leave the possessions in the home? Because if they're connected to the possessions,
yeah,
don't you have
I
to
think
burn
they
the
destroy the everything. Possessions too. Yeah.
I would think so. Because why would you take? I mean, if you're believing that could happen, and you've gone to the point where you need to burn your house down,
there goes the PlayStation.
You're gonna probably burn your stuff. Yeah, your possession.
There goes the PlayStation.
Oh no. Well, I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care. I honestly would probably be like, yay.
Is it like
just get my Firebird out of our house and then?
Nope. You gotta leave
that.
Oh, that's true.
Oh man.
I know, I just thought all these thoughts like, oh yeah, well,
that is intense though.
The material, that's why they say don't.
I believe that they believe this.
Don't connect yourself to anything, you know. You leave yourself open to everything or most things, you know, or most of the good things, and you shouldn't be connected to anything because you didn't come with anything. You're not going to leave them with anything. So
Nate, there's no chance that you have a Chindi, right, where you had to burn your house down and we'd have to lose our equipment?
I don't think so.
He's like, he doesn't seem too worried about
it's
he?
Like,
he's like, okay, well, he didn't give you 100% on that one, though, did he?
Was
he
it seemed confident. In the movie Princess Bride, was that a Chindi when he's dying and he says true love?
To blame.
To blame. To blame.
This coming out of him, maybe. What did he say?
He said true love.
He said to bluff. To blame, which means to bluff. No. That's a great movie, by the way. That's one of my favorite movies, by the way.
I haven't seen that in 30 years.
Love it. Andre the Giant, baby.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Because he died in 95. So I think it was 87, maybe? 86, 87.
Are you on the Brute Squad? You are the Brute Squad.
You are the Brute
Squad. No, he says, I'm on the Brute Squad. You are the Brute Squad.
What is the...
Wesley.
Oh, Billy Crystal's character. What's that one line? I always thought it was so funny as a kid.
Have fun storming the castle?
Yeah, have fun storming the castle.
When I say goodbye to sometimes the kids.
I love that.
Because we all know, and Jenna sometimes hate when I quote movies, but she doesn't mind when I quote Princess Bride, and I will say, have fun storming the castle. And they always know that I'm... That's Princess Bride in my heart.
I thought that was so funny as a kid. So
hey, you think it'll work? It'll take a miracle.
Good stuff. Nate, take us out.
That's a wrap.
That's a Chindi wrap?
Yep.
Chindi wrap.
It's got to be something. Clockwise.
All right, stop what you're doing because I'm about... No. Oh. I told you it was
this
in
is
there.
What we're gonna
it's
do.
In the file. It's the there.
We're going to... When you do
the
your rap,
the style that you used
you
to.
Cut his mic off. And then I can... So let's... Do, yeah.
I'm he's doing it, Amy, there. Right? I'm making fun of Amy. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll go, what? Anyway, Creepies, thank you for listening to our episode about the Chindi. And that was episode number 36. So, until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.